Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon, I'm really happy to say, is Tony Davran. And I think when people hear your name, they'll think, March, St. Patrick's Day, it's time to celebrate the Celts. And you're here to talk about all of that because you're having the third annual Bayou Celtic Bayou Festival this coming weekend. So we're really excited to have you in our studios.
Well, it's great to be here as usual, Judith. Thank you for having me. And I think people might think a lot of things when they hear that Tony's here, not just that it's that time of the year. It's probably a lot of people tuning the dial. Don't turn the dial right now. Stay.
No, because you have a lot of interesting things to say about Irish culture and Irish whiskey and music, and a lot of things go into creating this festival. So I know that people will want to listen to what
Well, we got all
say.
This Irish whiskey in front of us. We might as well talk about
that's
it.
That's right. You can hear the clink, the imaginary clink of the glasses.
Yeah, well, it is that time of the year, as you know, and March is very special for me and my family, and for, as it turns out, a lot of people down here, and a lot of people that you may not have thought had Irish roots.
That's right. Names we think are Cajun, like Reed.
Yeah, Reed, but even Hebert's and Savoy's and people with strong Cajun names, they got some Irish hidden in there.
That's right,
that
they
I'm
do.
Starting to figure out.
So we're going to talk a bit more about that. But I know a lot of people also think they know how busy you and Sheila are with dancing, playing music professionally on your own, doing your other work. You've got children. And you still find time to put on this festival for the delight of all of us. So we do thank you for that. But why is it so important to you to put on this festival that takes so much time?
Well, the main thing is you know, it's important for us to have somewhere in Lafayette that we can really celebrate what Irishness and the Celtic culture means to us. And by doing that, we share it with those closest with us. And then we bring in new people, and we're just trying to educate people and show people, you know, that they may be Celtic too, where they discover where they're from. Learn a little bit about not just the music and the dance, but other things too. The food, the language, and we got so much many things we want to, you know, get people involved in.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you said that about, you know, the Hebert's and the Savoy's and all of the others, because there has actually been some academic research into the connections between the Cajuns, where they came from originally in France, and how the Celts moved through that part and onto Ireland and back again. And there was just a lot of intermingling with the Celts at one point. And there are elements in the Cajun culture that are very similar, I think.
Exactly. I mean, there's an awful lot of things we can point to. You know, we just got through Mardi Gras. I mean, we have very similar traditions in Ireland that are not necessarily on the scale of Mardi Gras, but they're very similar. You know, the day after Christmas, we do our version of Mardi Gras. It's the Wren Day. And it's pretty much the same thing, dressed in costume, disguised, acting the maggot, as we say. Being couillons and going from door to door, collecting some money for some food at the end of the night, make a meal and dance and drink a few beers.
There is that element, that Kanai element, isn't there?
Oh, definitely.
Storytelling, a love of telling jokes.
I mean, that's initially the link and the attraction that got us to live down here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's from the very first time I came down here in 1995, I realized that we were pretty much the same type of people, that we like the same things. And, you know, I've been known to be a little canai myself, but not anymore.
I've visited Ireland also, and you can tell there's a similarity when you're around, particularly a group of older people. They have no sense of personal space. They move like right into your space, and you can see it in their eyes when they want to tell a story or they really want to get you on something. You know, there's just this lovely sense of wanting to play.
Yeah, there's a phrase we have that normally will start a good story. It's "come here to me now," and that means you're mine. And if you hear that, as you know, "come here to me now," it means you're going to be up close and personal, and you're probably going to witness or hear a good story.
Yeah.
Come here to me now, Judith, and I tell you.
And that photograph that's just above you there in our studio that Philip Gould took in Mamou in 1976, you get the feeling that that could happen in Ireland right there.
Exactly. This is the exact same photo somewhere in a studio in Ireland.
That's right.
The hats may be a little different, and there's not there's no shadows of sunlight.
There's no, that's right. It's all gray. But the look on their faces and the kind of storytelling, you know, that's going on there as well.
And even the faces, you know,
absolutely.
I see some old men in Sunset and Grand Coteau and up about around where I live. And they could be Irish faces.
Yeah,
they're the same faces I grew up with.
Yeah. So I know you're hoping that all of these people will come to this festival because we're really celebrating the same roots, the same heritage, the same love of life and ways of having fun.
Yeah, and there's many reasons, Judith, for people to show up at our festival. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good crack, as we say in Ireland. Crack is the Irish word for
we're
not
learning
to be confused
a lot of words.
With the crack you have over here. The crack, C-R-A-I-C, means it's a combination of good timing, some drinking, some dancing, some playing tunes, some telling stories and laughing and having a good old time. So that's having the crack is having a good time. So we're going to have the crack. But the main thing is, Judith, is that we owe it to the Irish.
Ah, okay. Now, why do we owe it, aside from the fact that we're related? Why do we owe that?
Well, first of all, the Irish are responsible for a lot of things, a lot of inventions, a lot of cool stuff, some phrases and some words. But the main thing is we saved civilization. Back in the times when when Rome burnt to the ground and the Roman Empire fell and all the great bibliographies and libraries of Europe were all burnt to the ground, who came along and saved all that, Judith? You know.
I do, the Irish
it was
monks.
The Irish monks
and others.
Scribbling away on their tablets.
A little
tablets.
More than scribbling, beautiful, gorgeous artwork. And, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that, I mean, not just civilization, but religion as well. I think Britain was Christian for a while, and then once Rome fell, it wasn't. And it was the Irish who became the missionaries back to Britain. And
that's right.
I thought this is a lovely story.
It is a great story, you know, and as a result, like I say, so pretty much they saved civilization. As a result, they saved most of the great cultures in Europe, including, you know, the one we celebrate here. So all we're saying is for one weekend of the year, come to Celtic Bayou Festival.
Thanks.
Get your Irish on. Jump around. We're even including some well-known Cajun bands who we consider Celtic, like Beau Soleil and Lost Bayou Ramblers with Spider Stacy of the Pogues. So, I mean, we're really trying here to get you all out. And this year I'm going to be taking names.
Oh, well, we're going to talk about a few of those names in a moment, some musician friends of yours. But let's go through the schedule because it's going to start this Friday. And if you are just tuning in and wondering if your name's going to get called out and why it will, we're talking about the third annual Celtic Bayou Festival. And Tony Davran is here with me. He and his wife, Sheila, work really hard throughout the year to put this festival on. And it takes place Friday, March 16th at St. Patrick's Eve.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the Friday night. So we're doing Friday evening starting at 6 o'clock and we're doing Saturday all day. But Friday evening, the main thing is it's centered around a crawfish boil. We have our friends from the Ancient Order of the Hibernians. They have a group here in Lafayette and they used to host a fundraiser crawfish boil. We got together with them and said, well, why don't you bring it and hold it at our festival and we'll put some music on. And so that became bigger and bigger. And it started off as just maybe one band playing and the crawfish boil. Now we've got a couple of bands. We've got our good friends from Austin, Texas, who are one of the best, not just in America, but I think in the world, traditional Irish music bands, the Here and Now. And you need to come and check them out. So they'll be playing. And also from Ireland, we have the Paul Brock Band. And Paul Brock is one of our legendary button accordion players. And he's got a great band of young musicians and singers around him. So they'll be hosting the evening of music. But the Crawfish Boil will be that night. If you want tickets for the Crawfish Boil, you do have to go to our website and purchase them in advance. Obviously, with crawfish being the price it is, you don't get £3 of crawfish free with your $10 ticket.
But you get music.
You get music and you get a good time.
That's right.
And
you get to meet the Ancient Order of Hibernians.
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 Yes. Mark, my buddy Mark Foley will be down there in his kilt and all his buddies from the order. And they put on a really classy and enjoyable evening. And the food's going to be great.
And you're also going to have some Irish dance performances, I believe,
along
with the music.
Of course, yeah. My wife, as you may not know, but she owns the Ryan School of Irish Dance, which is down here in Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette. So she has some wonderful students, both adult and teeny tiny kids. And they're going to put on a performance of some river dancing. Everyone kind of knows the river dancing better than they do Irish dancing. And they'll also be doing some soft shoe dancing. And then directly after that, we're encouraging for about an hour, we're going to get everyone on the floor for a ceilidh. And we're going to provide the music. We're going to have a live band on stage. And then Sheila's going to teach you all just very basic steps and how to do almost like an Irish square dance together. So that's going to be fun.
Okay, so you won't just be thrown out onto the floor to just flail around. You'll have some instruction.
You'll have some instruction too. But there'll be lots of flailing.
Yeah, flailing too.
And the flailing will get worse as the festival continues. I guarantee that.
Well, and you know, I think people admire so much seeing Irish dancing, whether it is the, you know, river dance or the soft shoe, or it's just so elegant and so precise. And, you know, to have an opportunity to get a little teaching here would be wonderful. Another great reason to attend this.
Yeah, I think the wonderful thing about Irish dance is it has that kind of that harsh, masculine, loud side. And then it's got this really soft, gentle, feminine side. So there's something there for everyone.
It's got both, right.
It's got both. And then while all that's going on, I built an Irish pub about 3 years ago. It's just a facade.
A portable
Irish pub that I store. I actually started painting it today. It needed a fresh coat of paint. And we put up, and it's called the Bailey's Irish Pub. We put it up and we put a tent over it and we put a stage in there and a dance floor and a bar. And this year it's mainly to host jam sessions. We have a lot of people that come around the area from Mississippi, Alabama, Texas, Arkansas, and even further afield just to come for the jam sessions. And that's a vital part of what we're doing. So we're going to have areas where they can go and play. And it's going to be hosted by some well-known musicians. You'll find me and Mitch and the rest of Keljan in there playing at some part during the day. So that's going to go on also on Friday night.
So that all starts. You can jam on Friday. You can dance on Friday. You can enjoy crawfish on Friday.
Yeah.
So it's a real full evening.
A full evening. Yeah. And then we're going to close things off on the stage at about 10:30, and then we're going to move into the bar and just play a jam session till about 12:30, 1 o'clock, 5 in the morning, you know.
Well, and if you're not writing all this down, you can go to CelticBayouFest.com.
That's correct.
And find out everything that's happening here. So that's a great way to start the festival. It's a 3-day festival, the 3rd annual Celtic Bayou Festival, and then pretty much all day on Saturday you've got things going on. So tell us about that day, because that is St. Patrick's Day.
I'm getting a little anxiety just thinking about it.
Everything
right
that has to go on. Well, you'll have your pub painted. It'll be up. You won't have to worry about that.
The strings changed on the bouzouki.
Yes, right.
No, we start off with, there's so much going on. We had a crazy sports weekend this weekend. And for those of you that don't know, we have our own sports in Europe, and one of them is rugby. And we have a big championship that's played within the teams of Europe called the Six Nations. And that's six major teams of Europe all play each other in the spring for the prize of being the champion of Europe. And so on Saturday morning at like 8:30 in the morning, the Irish will be playing the English on St. Patrick's morning in a game of rugby for all the marbles.
And you're going to have a screen in your pub.
I'm having a screen in the pub. And that's where we're all going to meet for the pub crawl. So we're going to watch the game at 8:30, and then we're going to leave at about 9:30, and we're going to cruise up and down Jefferson, and we're going into 3 or 4 different pubs, and we're going to have a drink in each one. There's going to be drink specials in each one, and we'll hopefully be celebrating Ireland, only their 3rd Grand Slam ever and their first one since 2009. So
that's what we're hoping. So either way, there's going to be a need to pub crawl, whether it's celebrating or grieving.
Right there. Yeah. Now, we've already won the Six Nations. This is to be the first team in a long time to win all their games. So that's going to kick off things very nicely.
So that's at 8 o'clock in the morning?
8:30, we're meeting at the Bailey's Irish Pub at the venue, at the Warehouse 535. We're going to have Boudin.
And Bailey's.
Boudin and whiskey. And I think it's the Jameson Irish Pub Crawl. So we're going to have Jameson and Boudin to get us in the mood. We have a Marshall, which is our good friend, 83-year-old or 84-year-old Noel Reid. He's a native of Ireland, Tullamore in Ireland. But he's been living in New Orleans for the past 35 years or something. So he's going to be leading things with me. And then it's back to the festival grounds.
Lots of music, it looks like.
We have Farouche playing in the pub, our own Lafayette natives, Farouche, and they play some wild, fast-paced and brilliant Irish music. And they'll be playing the pipes, and I think they'll have Wilson Savoy on accordion and a bunch of other friends in there with barons and drums and bouzoukis and all kinds of things.
Some grand celebration. So now that starts off around noon, I guess. You'll
That's
have music.
Noon, yeah. So we got two stages going. Okay. We got the Here and Now playing again because they got to leave pretty quick and go to Houston. And then after that, we have Shared Madness, which is a wonderful band out of a mixture of New Jersey and North Carolina and Mississippi. Now, they feature 15-year-old fiddle champion. She's won the national championship or the world championship in Ireland three times on the fiddle, and she's only 15. And I saw her at North Texas Irish Festival last week, and she's absolutely incredible. And she'll be playing with Don Penzine and Stephen Payne and another couple of people. So that's going to be great too.
Well, and another reason to head to the festival. There's so many young fiddlers around these days. And
yes.
For them to see her perform, be inspired by her.
That's
great
it.
Reason for them to come to that. So now on your website, you have all of these musicians listed and what time they're playing.
It's
so
all there at CelticBayouFest.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Now, you're going to have so many other things in addition to the music. Many people would go simply for the music, but it's a full festival. So you even have crafts for kids. Mm-hmm. You've got genealogy.
We've got a genealogy tent. So if you want to see how Irish you are, mm-hmm. or whatever else that makes you up, we're all unique individuals. And it's quite interesting to find out, where your genealogy comes from. So that'll be set up. And we have experts there. They're going to, I think they're from genealogy.com or one of those websites. And they're going to help you all find out. So you'll be able to leave with a good idea of what your makeup is.
Whether you have a little bit of Irish or Celtic in you.
That's
there.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. What kinds of crafts are the kids going to be doing?
I'm not the expert on this. I know that we got a great team of people that are all, they've all got their little areas. So I know we have a few people that are strictly in charge of the kids' crafts. We have mm-hmm. a kids' area, which is close. It's an enclosed area, which is close to the outside bar for the parents to keep an eye on.
Well, if you know what I mean. Everything. You
we've
can
thought
tell
of
your
everything.
Parent.
there's going to be face painting. And I know one thing we do have, which is for the first festival, we wrote some music for a puppet show that, due to the rain, it never happened. But what we did was we recorded the audio and the music, and then we set it to imagery. So the kids will be able to see the story of Oisín and Niamh and the land of Tir na n-Og.
And you wrote the music for that?
We wrote the music. Pete Dawson from Kelgen and myself wrote the music for it.
Okay.
And then I narrated the audio, and we set it all to some wonderful artwork that we found online, some pictures and some images to give them an idea of what they're looking at.
I think you'll have a lot of adults watching that too.
Yeah, come and watch it. We enjoy it. My kids liked it.
Will that be on a continuous loop, or are there going to be certain times when you're going to show that?
Certain times they're showing it, but okay. We might just leave it running in the background.
That sounds pretty amazing.
It's pretty fun.
Have people wanting copies of that as well. So you got the kids taken care of. You have people who want to know what their family background is. There's a lot of music going on, but there's a whole bunch of cooking and drinking as well. So
there may be some drinking going
on.
Well, we do have all the main Irish sponsors involved, and we got Guinness and Jameson and that. And so it's a very Irish event. We do have some whiskey tasting going on at two times during the day. But the main thing we have going on is our one and only, and it being Louisiana, you can't have a festival without a good old fashioned cook-off. And this cook-off is all about Guinness. And all you
so
got
to
do.
You have to use that in your food.
That's the only thing. And people are always confused. What do we have to do? You can do anything with it. It's great to deglaze. It's good for marinating and injecting. You can just add it as your liquid as you're cooking down those gravies and sauces. I mean, all we ask is, and you get the Guinness for free. All we ask is that you cook with a can or two. That's all.
Well, now tell us about some of the past dishes, because for those people out there who are a little confused as how you might incorporate it, what If you can remember some of the dishes that stand out.
I think the most common thing, there's two ways to approach it, is take a dish that you normally cook, mm-hmm. which is, you know, your favorite gravy or, you know, rice and gravy or smothered rabbit, which was the winner last year, smothered rabbit in Guinness. And so that's one way to approach. Another way is to actually go and find an old Irish recipe like Culcannon or an Irish shepherd's pie or whatever, and then kind of Cajunize it, which both ways I'm into. I like both of those.
We can hear
things.
It in your voice.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't actually ate any bad dishes at the festival yet. Mm-hmm. And this year we had a little fundraiser and we were able to use all the recipes and all the past winners.
From last year.
From last year, mm-hmm. yeah. So, and we had our it's now famous, our famous corned beef and cabbage chili, Guinness chili. And we had the smothered rabbit. We had some Irish bangers cooked in Guinness and onions, some cheese, and then for dessert, we had the Bailey's bundt cake.
The love in your voice is very obvious for this part of the festival.
Very passionate about very this, passionate. And that's why I'm expecting everyone to show up.
Absolutely, and of course, when Cajuns talk about food too, there's that same quality.
Me,
that's right. So, how do you get involved with the cooking competition? Do you have to sign up beforehand, or just show up with your dish?
No, we would ask you to sign up beforehand. You're going to cook on the spot. There are rules and regulations like any cook-off, and they're all listed on the website CelticBayouFest.com. Just go to the click on the cook-off section. It's can I say how much it is to sign up?
They can find out.
And it's not a lot of money. You sign up online, and then you just come and bring your 10x10 tent, everything you need to cook on the spot. We kind of insist that you cook on a high gas burner if you have it. But it's a lot of fun, and we've really put the cook-off in the center of everything that's going on outside. They're close to the outside music, they're close to the stages, the kids area, the bar, everything.
Central part of the
festival.
Central,
yeah, they're on the grass this year. So in the past we had them all the way out onto the car park, but we're bringing them closer and closer because we realize the value. We are the only Guinness cook-off that we know about. And we've looked online. We haven't found any others.
All right.
And we've been acknowledged by Guinness for that. So.
All right. Truly Kelgen there.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
You're really incorporating that in the festival. If you are just tuning in, my guest is Tony Davran, here talking about the third annual Celtic Bayou Festival, which starts on Friday and continues through the weekend. So all day Saturday, there's music and food and mm-hmm. games for children and just so much happening, starting off with the game that you're going to watch on television on Saturday.
With the yes. Six Nations Ireland are going to win the Grand Slam.
So it's an early day, but it continues till late, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have my band Kelgen will be playing. Also, we have two local favorites. We have I'm good friends with Mitch Reed, as you know. And Mitch just left Beausoleil to stay a little closer to home with his growing family. So we're going to celebrate Mitch's one of his last performance with the fantastic band and his good friends the Doucets from Michael Doucet. And the Beausoleil Quartet. And they're going to concentrate mainly on a more Celtic sounding, their more traditional Celtic and French sounding set. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to be I'm extremely excited.
What a treat for us all to hear that.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. going to be great. And I think it's going to be emotional for Mitch too, you know, to be leaving the band. And he's going to be playing with his replacement, Chad Huval. So that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. And then we're very excited that we asked Lost Bayou Ramblers to be part of. I asked them the last couple of years, but I'd made touch with them before the Grammys, and then they won the Grammys. So we want to celebrate their achievement too, which I think is fantastic to be able to do that. So they're going to be joined with Spider Stacy, as I said, from the Pogues, who's one of my heroes.
And how does that sound to you when they all play together, Lost Bayous and Spider?
It's perfect. It just, you know, growing up, the Pogues were one of the first bands I ever went to see live. When I was 16, I went to see them pretty much everywhere they played in Dublin. Mm-hmm. If they were anywhere close or at a festival, I went to see the Pogues. So from 15, 16 on, I saw them in their heyday, you know. Mm-hmm. And the energy that they had on stage when they were, you know, in their prime like that. I mean, they were all in their late 20s, early 30s, maybe then, maybe even younger. reminds me of Los Bayou-Rambers. Mm-hmm. That same mm-hmm. energy they bring, almost like a like
kind of raw and rough,
raw and punky.
Heart. Mm-hmm.
It's great, you know. So we're just going to have a big old dance party.
Well, I think people can hear again the passion as you're talking about the music, whether it's Beau Soleil or Lost Bayou Ramblers. Any other musical highlights that you're really looking forward to?
Oh, we have the pipe band are coming from Baton Rouge, the mm-hmm. Baton Rouge fife and pipe drum. I can't remember. Sorry. Forgive me, lads. There's so much going on in my head. But I love them. You know, the pipes always get me.
Does something to you.
Does, yeah. You know, half my family are from Scotland, so I have that connection, you know. And so it's going to be great to hear them. We have an old time jam going on. So we reached out to our good friends, Sharon Leahy. And of course, her extended family, which is now Lindsay Young. And they're going to be joined with Anya Burgess and Richard Burgess. And they're going to do an old time jam. So I'm sure they won't mind you sitting in if you like old time music. And Sharon's going to teach some old time clogging too a number of times. So that's going to be on in the Bailey's tent as well, in between the whiskey tasting, the Guinness cook off.
At some point, you're going to have to allow camping because people just aren't going to want to leave. They're just going to want to stay there.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Year.
We haven't had the luck with the weather yet, we might have to move to another time of the year.
Wow,
but
pretty incredible. Again, if you are just tuning in, finding yourself fascinated by all this that's going on right here in Lafayette, this is the third annual Celtic Bayou Festival. It kicks off on Friday right in downtown Lafayette, Warehouse 535, and continues all day Saturday, beginning early in the morning, going through all the day with all the elements of festivals we've come to know, with just a slightly different flavor and sound.
That's it.
But it's almost seamless with the culture that we know and love. And as Tony said, you can even find out how you're related to the Celts at the genealogy tent.
So, and one more thing as well, Judith, is that if we live in a time where not everyone has the money to afford these things, but if you want to volunteer, We encourage volunteers. You don't have to do a lot. You just put in your few hours like the rest of the festivals around here. Put in 3 or 4 hours and then you get admission for that
you
day.
You have a place to sign up on your website?
On
for
the
that?
Website again, okay, CelticBayouFest.com.
You have to wear a kilt or something?
I come from Irish and a Scottish background. No one in my family has ever wore a kilt.
Okay. Right, so we'll take our cue from
no
you.
No offense to the Hibernians, but that's one of those. And I just got back from North Texas Irish Festival where there was people dressed up in half stormtrooper from Star Wars and half kilt. And it was just weird. It was fun and my kids loved it. But it was just a little too strange for me.
Yeah. We're all from Ireland somehow, some way.
One of the bands I did forget, and they're one of our favourites talking about dressing up a little, is our wonderful friends, the Whiskey Bay Rovers.
They sing pirate music,
don't they? They sing pirate music. And when I first saw, they sent me a couple of clips on video and I was like, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? And now I couldn't do a festival without them. I love those guys. And they're going to be on the pub crawl and they're playing a number of times throughout the day too.
And they'll even teach you how to talk like a pirate too. I think they're good at that.
And they love to drink some rum. They're the real thing.
Another great reason to go to the Celtic Bayou Festival, the third annual. My guest Tony Davern and his wife Sheila started it, worked very hard throughout the year and have invited so many incredible, talented people, musicians, dancers, cooks, lots of people putting their efforts into this celebration of Celtic culture. Tony, thank you so much. I think we're going to go out with a little bit of Celtic music that you and Cecil found in our archives here. We'll see. But it's a treasure trove this weekend. And so you can get your fill of great Celtic music this coming weekend.
That's right. And I am taking names. And you will be called out in a later show.
All right.
So
well,
Charlie Sunshine, Chaz Justice, I got my eye on you. You better show up.
All right.
And I'll point out a few other people, schnary heads around the place. Philippe Biodo, I'm looking at you too.
Because the weather's supposed to be pretty good.
The weather's going to be perfect.
Yeah, it'll be kind of Celtic.
It's going to be sunny. A perfect 76 degrees all day.
With a little liquid sunshine.
Oh, I like that. Some liquid sunshine. And a touch of the holy water.
Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you for having me.
week on Radiolab.
Very funny. What a funny idea.
Mr. Google thought that right in front of the home, they should build a bus stop.
A bus stop. To nowhere. There's no bus coming.
No bus?
Never.
The story of how one nursing home used a bench and a lie to save their patients. I'm Jad Abumrad. Join me.
9 p.m. Wednesday, here on KRVS.
Tune in to KRVS 88.7 FM, Thursday nights at 11 for The Minor Chord. Discover production techniques, effects, instruments, amplifiers, the players who use them.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, streaming online at krvs.com.